Julian! I don't know where a fella could get a little drink around here, do you, bud?
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
It's been I love coughing right into the fucking mic. When
what
I
up?
Start
what
the
up?
Show. Oh shit! I forgot. Okay.
Good attitude.
So
what up?
I've been waiting on this 6.5, maybe 7 years.
Okay.
We got a sponsor, and so once.
Let me hear this.
Once we get a check in my account, it's like through Venmo, then I will...
Venmo? Who is Venmo?
Venmo is like an app on your phone.
Okay.
I'm looking at them for a sponsor, too.
I'm not big on apps. I've never...
Then I'll get you some cash. All right.
I have the Final Fantasy.
All right. Listening to your favorite podcast...
Wait, so who's the fucking sponsor?
You're about to hear it.
Oh.
Listening to your favorite podcast or watching a football game? There's never been a better time to have a quality pizza from Papa John's. Right now, for our listeners,
I'm not fucking with you.
Papa John's
Stop
is offering
it.
A 25%
Stop.
Off
Stop.
Special on the new Collinsworth Delight. Enjoy sausage on top of sausage with special sauce already greased over the cheese. Go to papajohns.com and enter the promo code LL to receive this offer. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza.
You are. Hey, I'm going to leave that in the air for y'all to go investigate and see what's going on with that one. But shout out to Chris Collinsworth. Shout out to the owner of Papa. What's Papa John's? Owner's name? John?
John Dickweed.
John Dickweed and Peyton Manning.
You know, I actually sat here and wrote that.
That was good. That's why I didn't cut you off. Once I started listening to it, and I just want to let y'all know my win streak, my 2-game win streak in fantasy football is over right now.
My 4-game win streak
Carson
is
Palmer,
still on.
You fucked me.
Carson Palmer fucked everybody his entire career. The guy's never been healthy. He's fucking, what, 46 years old now?
Yeah, 52. Wait, so you still losing?
No.
I'm about to say, what the fuck?
No, I'm on my 4-game win streak, dog.
Well, so what place you in? Why are you not at the top of the
I'm going to end up moving up. Like, I lost two, and I lost the first 3 weeks.
Okay, and I lost two, and then I won three.
Yeah.
And I lost.
Everybody in the league is going to be basically 3-4, 4 yeah. and 3. So it's like these next couple weeks are going to make a difference.
But me and you not in the same division, so.
But we're in the same league. But okay, yeah.
Right. But I'm just saying. Like, okay, how do playoffs go? I never asked you that. So fuck people who don't want to hear.
All right. So there's four divisions.
Right.
So the top four, you know, one
out of each division?
Yeah, and then two wild card spots.
Oh, okay.
And then there's...
Okay, I thought it was two.
No,
okay.
If you go... Because you look at this shit when you're at work. And
right, because I'm number one right now.
If you go on and you go to... I should have just told this off here. If you go to league and then you go to... Hang on.
Nice beard, by the way, Scott.
Yeah, it's a great beard.
Good beard.
You go here to standings, but then there's playoffs.
Playoffs? Let me see that.
You're talking about playoffs?
Let me see that, playboy. Let me see that. Let me
so this is
up.
Where everybody's sitting right
okay.
now.
Okay. Let me see who critters. What a crit. Oh!
On a bye week, but that might change after.
I know. Yeah.
But so you're sitting on a bye week. V-Ron's sitting on a bye week.
Oh, so I got a bye coming up, yeah.
No. If the playoffs started, which is week 14.
Oh, I'll be
this is what the playoffs would look like.
Yeah, y'all know I would be number two.
So you got
like
Scott,
Patriots type
Scott,
level.
Scott versus Teeth. This guy Justin
okay.
versus
right. Thank
my
you
mom.
For clearing that up for me, homie. Now we can okay. switch subjects again.
Okay.
I didn't good. Know that tab was there, so I could just go to.
I got a shout out and a rest in peace.
Oh.
I got a shout out.
Go to rest in peace first.
Yeah.
We've been kind of morbid lately.
No.
No, not the last. But I mean, you know, we tend to go on the dark side. Welcome to the jungle.
No. The homie George, he says I never give a shout. No, I'm giving him a shout out.
Oh,
it was his birthday, and I didn't get to see him, and I missed the guy. I worked with him
George,
at the old spot.
Happy birthday, baby!
He's been on the show. You guys heard it in the most disgusting episode ever, minus Collinsworth. It's still the most disgusting.
How was that the most disgusting?
When
know.
He's a kid, he like fucked around with a dog or something. Yeah,
you know, you got to rehash. Maybe not.
No,
on
no,
the
no,
air
no.
For
no.
Me,
we'll get him. We'll get him. I'll get him.
I've never out. Fucking heard that story.
It's gross.
Ever.
It's gross. Natty Daddy. We're sipping on the Natty
Daddy. Natty Daddy, 25
11 a.m. in the morning.
You get one more ounce, the big one.
The big ones.
The big ones.
Fucking right.
This is what you need to go with that Collinsworth special. To be honest, this would be perfect with that Collinsworth special.
That's what and you get 25% off if you put the promo code LL.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all right, well, thank you. Hey, thank you again, Papa John's. Happy birthday, George. Better pizza.
Papa John's. So happy birthday, George. Who to rest in peace to?
Jim Leahy.
Jim Leahy. I know that
from
name.
From Trailer Park Boys.
Dead?
He died. 71 years old. And you know.
When he died?
Last week.
You know, I just, I watched two episodes.
I mean, we were so into Trailer Park Boys.
I had never even heard of shit. It's just one of them randoms I've seen on Netflix.
The first seven seasons are like great.
Mm-hmm.
Then it just starts becoming the same old rehash shit. And, but Leahy plays the main guy in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like the superintendent or whatever they call it. And, you know, the guy was sober for like 25 years, even though he played this great drunk.
Yeah.
But Luca, we said that too, is that he learned in like acting class when he was in at UB that like to play a drunk, you don't want to play like you're drunk.
Right.
Because if you play like you're drunk, it looks fake.
Okay.
You know
Shout
what I
mean? Shout out to UB too.
Yeah.
The Buffaloes.
University of Buffalo. No, what the hell? They're the Bulls.
The Bulls, the Blue Bulls.
Yeah. So yeah, Leahy, I mean, if you.
How he died? Natural causes?
I guess so. It seems kind of weird. It was some kind of weird thing that just came on and, like, you know, it just hit.
Damn, rest in peace, homie.
Yeah, he was like a Shakespearean trained
actor. Yeah,
real.
Like,
shit,
I knew that, but like, he was a real deal.
In Canada. Yeah. But then he was just great in Trailer Park Boys, you know what I mean? Like, just had a second.
Might have been Shakespearean, but she was great as the motherfucking park manager.
And, man, yeah, that sucks. So, I mean, if you listen to the intro of our show, he's the one who says, like, you're disappointing me, aren't you, Randy? And then he's also the one that says, 151 proof, straight up, I'm fucking wasted. That's Jim Leahy, that's the gentleman who passed away.
And that is ironically why we're drinking Natty Daddy today, without us knowing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to step it up a notch.
Yeah, we got to give a shout out to
him. Rest in peace to Jim Leahy.
And a shout out to George.
And a shout out to George.
We got to get you back. We'll get you back on, even though everyone hated when you were.
Damn, George, what I got to listen. What episode number is that? I got to do my homework. Well, I got to see that. I got to listen to that one.
I think if you go on the website and you go in search, you just type in, okay. But it's spelled Jorge.
This sounds like some deep shit.
I thought it was good, but again, I was.
It was just you and him. Or
it was like a day where, this was like Looking Good Radio. It was one of those days where like I had the day off and we had planned on doing a podcast at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then George and I went golfing and we got fucking lit.
Mm-hmm.
We got fucking zooted.
Crank the fucking mics up.
So then, and he's telling me all these stories, and I'm like, damn it, save it.
So you sure he remembers going on air and having the most disgusting episode of Looking
Good
Radio?
I think he played it up too.
Oh, okay.
Like how I do a lot of times. You know, like I mean, once you were talking like goofing, like you play shit up,
right?
You know what I mean? Even if
but you don't lie. You know, I heard you say some ridiculous shit. Yeah. You might have your own version of
memories. And I've been zooted,
right? And you've been zooted, and I've been zooted listening and with you. But yeah, no.
How's the boxing class going?
Man, feeling
yeah,
feeling healthier,
feeling good, feeling great.
How about you? How are you?
Now, is it like what you see in the movies, where it's like the dudes there and they're hitting speed bags and like people
this
doing
dude,
fucking sit ups and shit? Like, is there just people
like
hanging out there?
No. His is he's
got, smaller.
Yep, smaller. He's got two fighters, and he's he trains them, so they're there. And then he has like classes going on, but. It's only like a couple classes a day, so it's never like just people lingering other than his fighters. And then he has an apprentice like trainers under him too.
Okay,
two dudes. So they're
and now these are guys he probably trained at some
right,
point.
At
and
some
like,
point,
yeah. Okay, they're like you said apprentices. Yeah. Now, here's my question. Like,
yep.
Say you get into the shit for like a good 6 months.
Yep.
Number one, you're gonna shed fucking weight.
Mm-hmm. Like and my dick will stick out more. I think.
Yeah.
Your stomach going, your dick go out more.
I think. Okay. I'm gonna get back to the boxing thing.
Okay.
You had told me that, and I'm not fucking around.
Go ahead. No, no.
This is when you lived over here in North Hollywood.
Yep.
And I think the mom was running, or you guys, you started to get like back into running, and I was like starting to exercise.
Yes, I know where this is going.
And you told me.
Yep, go ahead.
When you're exercising, like looking good and shit, your dick gets bigger.
The dick is a proven fact. Go for a run, get that blood circulating, and go home, take your shower, and just be like, your dick is just alive. It's like every day is more. It's more and more so. Like back that blood, man. That yeah, it is. It's very true.
Okay. No, I don't think you're lying because, like my dad said, since he lost all the weight,
yeah,
he's like, Brandon, you have no idea how much better my dick works. I'm like, yeah, that's, I don't want
to
hear that.
I mean, literally, and shout out to your dad because he's an OG. But, like, people who... I told you the one guy when I went would go home to Louisiana, he's way older than me, he's actually dead now, but he would always say, don't ever lose the power of your dick. Like you can literally, if it goes to sleep, you can wake it back up through exercise. And I mean, he used to live and die by that shit. He was so serious. Like, lose weight, exercise, your dick will be back. And I used to be like, damn, for real? Because, you know, it's people younger than us. Dick don't get hard. Like,
I see. I mean, I see at both jobs,
right, people who are buying shit. You like, yeah. Damn, you need this shit? Like, yeah, yeah, man, the mind, if you don't put the shit to use, man.
Let's just say.
No, don't do that. Don't use an act. Don't say a similar word. Don't do that. You gotta stay clean. You gotta keep it clean.
Dude, I noticed.
Don't do that.
Just fuck it. This sucks.
I mean, you can tell something, but you can't.
Okay,
you can't
saying,
go nowhere close to
it's
that.
Weird how much Jews buy Plan B.
Because they want but every one out of three, maybe, or something.
Yeah, but isn't that, like, against the religion? I mean, these are, like, Hasidic type
Jews. I mean,
Jews.
It's against the religion for Muslims and everybody to do drugs and liquor. But, you
know
on the low low, everybody getting high and drunk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Y'all say you got to get a... You don't have to get... So you just walk in there and what? Go to the pharmacy and get it?
Uh-uh. I was on the shelf.
Oh, man. Even crazy. You know, I've never had to buy one of them.
Nope.
Sedated, filthy life.
One time... Mm-hmm. And I'll say the woman's name.
Oh, shit. You going to really say my name associated with that? Don't do that.
You've heard it on there before.
I keep on stopping you.
She,
I'm really your fucking
media. It might have been the first or second time we ever did anything, and she had to go. It's not the current one. It wasn't the past one. It was way in the past. And she's like, I need $25. I had to buy this. I'm like, but I didn't.
Right.
Not inside you. I want to be sure.
I mean, it's better to be safe than sorry. Especially with somebody you don't want to have 18-year relationship with.
I definitely did not.
Right, so shout out to Plan B.
How was your relationship with your baby mama?
Oh, I love her. She, but we never had a relationship. We're
it was
two just, kids.
It was a thing, and yeah.
No, we were, it wasn't even a thing. I say that all the time. You can't have a thing at 15 years old.
Huh?
Like, you can't, like, the older
That's why
we
I started
got,
dating Jackie.
Man, the older we got, like, I love the person she is. We have a great relationship. Like, we can talk for hours. We can talk. We can discuss anything. We don't have no arguments
and
ever.
And you... I mean, have you always
never
sort of
had
gotten along about the decisions
about
with your daughter?
Everything.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, when you think about it, like, I remember when we were younger, so say, like, college, and I'd already had my kid and stuff, and people be like, oh, my God, baby mama drama. And I'm like, I've never had none of that shit. Like
just a good girl who, like...
Yeah, we... Like, it wasn't... We didn't... At 15, can you say you love somebody? Can you say, like, oh...
I mean, I dated 15.
No, no, right. But you didn't think, oh, this is going to be my woman.
I'm obviously not with that person.
Yeah, we're planning... I'm going to be an investment banker, and she's going... We're going to get married. Mm-hmm. And, right. It didn't happen like that, so...
Yeah. It just... But that's cool that you guys are, like, on...
Yeah,
good
yeah.
Term.
Yeah.
And it was never... There was never any issues?
Not one.
That's pretty awesome.
And shout out to her, because, you know, I ain't going to say no. I don't want to overstep my boundaries, but I literally think it's me and the guy she's married to, and I think that's it.
Well,
that's some playboy shit.
You said he's like legit,
good dude,
awesome
good
dude, yeah,
good fucking dude.
That's all. That's fucking great.
Yeah, I couldn't have wrote that story no better. Yeah, that's why I'm mind talking about that.
No, but since you were so young, mm-hmm. was it just a lot of like the families helping
that's
out?
Every hell yeah, that's all it was. The immediate yeah.
How old was your sister when she had your nephew?
Almost 30. No, I'm tripping. Shit, 20. Almost like 26. 20,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
25. Yeah. She was graduated college. She was good. Like
that's your only nephew.
Think about that was 10 years after.
That's your
me.
Only nephew niece.
That's it. Okay. That was 10 years after me.
How was she with like your daughter? Like would she watch her and stuff?
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you got to remember, my sister was so young. Shit. If I was young, imagine how young she was.
God damn.
Like,
okay.
Damn. Like think about it. That's.
I listened to like one of our older episodes, and I heard him on there, and I'm like, damn, I miss him out here. What a good kid,
that's
man.
That's a little G, man.
Yeah. How's he doing in school?
Man, all good. All A's.
He says he
shit.
Loves math and stuff.
Being
man, what a good fucking kid, man.
He said he's going to be the Nightmare Before Christmas for Halloween. So shout
that's
out
a
to
cool,
him.
That's, yeah. That's a pretty cool one. Oh, like the Jack Skeleton?
Yeah. He got some taste. My sister said, I ain't never even seen that shit before. I don't even know what the fuck you talking about. And I said, she said, boy, I ain't never watched that shit. He had to show me what the hell he was talking about. I said, yeah. Because she's not like a big movie person, none of that type of shit. Like, total opposite of me.
My parents, my mom likes like Hallmark shit, and my dad likes like shitty, like stupid comedy. Like, my parents went to go see Boo 2 yesterday.
Hey, shout out to Madea.
I'm like, probably what the fuck are
another
you guys,
$1 trillion?
Are you guys going to see this goddamn movie for? Jesus. I'm like, pick something better.
I do like that they will just support a Tyler Perry film, and I will not watch a damn Tyler Perry film. And I'm the blackest motherfucker walking around.
My dad sees every Tyler Perry
film. I'm the blackest motherfucker walking around.
I remember watching the first one, like Madea's Day Out or whatever the fuck it was.
Never.
It was so
bad. So shout out to the good white folks who diverse enough to say, hey, let's go check out these.
I wonder if they went to the black movie theater or if they went.
I don't know, but we're not going to go back because you banned from the black movie theaters because they realized you was the one white guy who was reporting all the info back to the white movie theaters about what was going on at the black movie theaters. Y'all know they selling weed at the.
I went to go see Boo 2. And I blasted a load all over the seat in front of me. Man. And the guy turned around and said, Boo! Back to Al.
God damn. What's up with the Red Rocket?
Who? Any dog?
Yeah. The Red Rooster? What's his name? Is it the Red Rocket?
I was talking to Andy Dalton the other day.
You know you had one of these.
And I asked him if he shaved his pubes. I told him to get the Brett hair trimmer. Brett Favre hair trimmer. God damn it.
Collinsworth has left the building. He ran out.
Chris, I'll see you, bud.
He ran out.
God, that was a good one.
Harvey Weinstein, line two.
I'll work on that one for next time. All right. I got the Boy Scout hat on today. But, I've really been thinking about it.
That's a suave looking.
No, I like it. Yeah. It's like a dad hat fit, but
yeah, it's player.
Yeah, I like it.
I just don't
what's
know
what's the what's like the Saints logo because that's like the
Fleur de Lis.
Fleur de Lis, yeah.
Fleur de Lis.
I was thinking about like I need to do something like volunteering or something for the United Way or at the fucking homeless shelter. Like, something to make myself feel like I'm.
All right. Well, right now, how about let Dr. Joseph give you some advice? How about you just focus on. Making your income come in like it's coming in.
I know.
And then we're going to get to the volunteer. Let's do that in 18. Let's look towards 2018 for that.
Let's
17. Let's secure our pockets. Let's make sure we got a grip on our finances.
You're right.
And let's back to that.
I need...
That's the type of shit you do with you and your woman. You know what I mean? Y'all going to be able to diversify together.
But, I don't know. I always talk to Tree Man because he's an Eagle Scout.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I remember he said that.
He went to Philmont like I did. Philmont is like the National Boy Scout camp in, where the fuck is it?
Damn, it's probably like thousands of kids, huh?
It's really expensive to do it.
And I told you my cousin was the one black person I ever knew that was in Boy Scouts, and he did all of that shit. All that shit you talking about, Philmont, I used to be like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
New Mexico, that's where it is.
Yeah, he used to
They donated the whole land to the Boy Scouts.
I remember.
And it's like, I mean, it's part of the state.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said it was like part of the community. It's like... That's their big thing. Like,
I mean, like, that's their biggest, like, tourist attraction. Yeah, like, because I remember when we went, it was all kids from Buffalo. So you go when there's, like, say, 10 to 12 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we are going to take this route.
Yeah.
And there's 25 other routes that the other troops are going to take. Yeah.
That's crazy because we're the same age. So, and he the same age as us. So y'all had to be there at the same time at some point.
I was young for it. You're supposed to be, like, 16. I went at 15.
See, I remember him being... Even younger than that, because when we got in high school, he started playing baseball, and I remember he was still doing it like freshman year, but I don't remember past, because I remember he still did certain shit because he would have to go like, but he was like higher up and he would have to go like
he was probably
to
like,
meetings and shit. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
He was probably a star of life. No, you have a weekly meeting.
Yeah, that's what, no, but I mean, like, he was like on some councils and shit. Yeah, I was like, okay. I didn't know he had all that shit.
But it, like, I don't know, as much as a fuck-up as I am, that really did help me in life.
I say that about, like, Catholic school. I love that I went to Catholic school all my life. Fuck, nothing against public school. I went to Catholic school from pre-kindergarten until I graduated college.
That's true.
I wore a uniform until I got to college.
The first time that you didn't go to Catholic school was CSUN.
Yep, in graduate school. So, I didn't even wear free dress until college. Like, I literally had a uniform my whole life. That was the most best shit ever. I never had to wake up and think about what am I putting on today, or I got to buy this, or I got
to
do this.
Okay, all right, to circle back to this.
Yeah.
So then you're in Catholic school.
Right.
And now you're going to have a daughter. Like, how do, like, the nuns and the teachers...
Well, there's a rule that they were supposed to put us out of school.
Really?
Yeah, like, we literally had to, it was against, like, the ethics code or whatever the fuck. But, you know, I was a basketball player, and I was, you know... People just ignored, they never talked about it.
What was your coach's name, rest in peace?
No, Pete. We don't know if he rests in peace. Pete Cavell.
No. The priest you said who was.
Oh, like, Father Sullivan. Shout out to Father Sullivan. That was my first basketball coach.
You said he was like the only white dude in the community.
The Boston Celtics from Boston drank all of Bud Light.
Did he really? Yeah. Oh, you said he'd come over and.
My grandmother's house every fucking. At least twice a week. Eat, drink with us, watch all the football games and shit. It was a
play. That's awesome.
That was a cool one. The coolest motherfuckers ever.
In retrospect, like, knowing what you know now, be like, you don't want to fuck like a girl? Like, you don't want
to... No, see, him, he was the real... Like, if you watch a Ben Affleck movie, he was the priest. In a fucking typical Boston, Mark Wahlberg, Ben Affleck, he was the priest that sit at the bar with the whiskey and shit, cuss everybody out, and everybody be like, Father, love you. And he'd be like, fuck y'all, I'm going home. See y'all at Mass tomorrow. That's how he was. He was like the prototypical Boston Catholic white priest.
So, you think, okay, in all reality, do you think he ever had sex with a woman?
Never. Not Father Sullivan. No.
He just, this is my path.
And wasn't no, like, pedophile, none of that. He was
I don't think so.
Yeah, and I couldn't imagine. It's crazy because when you say that, I try to go back and imagine him being, like, in his 20s maybe. Because when I was growing up, he probably was, like, in his 50s at the time, you know what I mean? So I can't imagine him at, maybe if I'd have saw him in his 20s, because he was a reckless 50-year-old who would, you know.
Yeah, maybe like before seminary school, he kind of went like.
Right, it might have been something that triggered, because he was a, man, he used to kick it, like, come to my grandma's house, be there all Christmas Day, all Easter Day, like, you know, he'd make his rounds.
Like, how many people were in the parish? Like, not the parish, the county, I mean.
Our
like,
church? Probably less than 1,000 for sure.
Okay, but he just chose your family and
right. He would make his rounds on Christmas Day, but he would always end it at my grandma's house.
That's actually really nice.
That's why I still believe in. I don't, like I said, I don't get into, no offense to nobody. I don't disrespect the atheists. I don't disrespect the Muslims. I don't know if Jesus is real. I value the
values, sense of
community. The shit that they taught us, man.
That's where I actually think, like, when my mom went to the Mississippi church.
You told me.
Had like a good time. And, and even the church she goes to now.
Right, no matter what she believed in, she felt good. She felt like, oh, this is something good.
I honestly think there's a huge difference, even though we both grew up Roman Catholic, between the areas that we grew up in terms of the church. Because East Coast, fucking Northeast, Roman Catholic is like very like by the book.
Right.
And like they give you like.
But Black Southern Catholic is very by the book too. By the book. And I used to be
No, the different. Like when I go to see my mom and like, I'm like, I'll go to church with you. I don't want to get up early Sunday. You know, just like I did as a kid.
Right.
Every priest always stops, shakes your hand.
Right.
Hey, good to see you. Thank you.
The priest right now.
That shit never happened in Buffalo.
The priest right now, Father Chris.
When was the time you were at church, by the way?
Oh, I ain't been in church in a while. But Father Chris was, he's our priest now, and he's the same. And it's crazy. I was like, how could it be every priest picks up this tradition that, like, my grandmother is one of the people and my mom, like, that they connect with? Like, because he's a Black guy from Africa, and Father Sullivan was a white guy from Boston. Father Rodney before him was a Black guy from, like, but they all would, like, I literally could call up and be like, oh, can you do confession for me?
Honestly enough, every time I've, not every time. I've gone to church with my mom in Florida probably 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
5 out of 10 times, there's an African priest there.
Yeah, they still
like visiting.
They're the only ones still holding on to the values of what God like.
I remember they said like the next pope will be like African.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know how they even picked that shit out. To be honest, I read that Dan Harmon. What was that book? Where the Pope dies and like it's. With the Tom Hanks movie, what the fuck is that?
Oh, the Da Vinci.
But the one before that, there's like a prequel
I know
to it.
I just
and then when they talk about like the Pope and all kinds of shit going on and like a bad guy and the, anyways, interesting book, but I don't know. Real it. Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons.
That's
right.
It. Yeah. it was a bad movie.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
You don't pick Tom Hanks.
Yeah, and I like Tom Hanks. He just.
Paul Mooney. I got a movie for you. Called Last and We're Live, starring Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yeah. Go see it, yeah. It'll be coming out soon.
All right. Well, I had a fun yesterday.
At
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, he sent me a picture. I don't know how you ended up. It must have been, I'm a guess, it was the significant other's cousins or somebody's B-day.
Well, how close was that? Like her cousin's daughter. Right. So I think it's
how close. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
How close
was that? And You know, it's funny. One time, I was in college, all right, in Florida, and I needed some extra money because I wanted to get some blow. So I started working at Chuck E. Cheese, and I grind up on all the dads and get extra tips. And they would get just the tip. Back to Al. So
that's just disgusting.
So they got like a special where like if it's over 10 or 12 kids, mm-hmm. you could come in from 9 to 11 because they open at 11. All right. So we get there at 9 o'clock.
That's pretty cool.
That's
pretty cool.
Just
yeah.
our party. That's and then cool. you can see the tables lined up for the 11 o'clock parties. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad that they came in early.
Oh, it's a madhouse.
And it was in Cerritos. Yes, Cerritos Auto Square.
Cerritos Auto Square.
But Cerritos is like the most pedestrian looking area, like suburbia that you
can. It is. And Carson, but that whole Carson, Cerritos.
I forgot the fucking Chargers were playing.
Yeah, that's, too. Yeah, that shit is like plain Jane. You'd be like. But somebody drew this shit up.
But it is. They got all the shit you want. They got a Dairy Queen. They got an Applebee's.
It's closer to fucking Raising Cane's. They bring Raising Cane's out here, but they're all like out that way and out OC you know, way and, like, and shit.
It's not You're bad.
Right.
It's
nah, not at
it's
all.
Not
fuck
bad,
no.
But like it is. It's like when I go back, or anybody who's listened back in Buffalo, it's like not Amherst, but like Chickawaga area.
Chickawaga.
You know where it's just like. A lot of like little strip malls mm-hmm. and plazas and like
no communities and shit. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
you know, like the nicer condos you can rent. Yeah. You
and
know?
And it's the weather is actually pretty cool in Cerritos because it's close to the
it
beach.
Was hot as fuck yesterday, but
it's hot as fuck in LA right now. But
hey, you're close to the Chargers. Yeah. You'll be close to the Rams when they go to Inglewood. Yeah. It's always up. I fucked that up.
Yeah, you fucked that up.
One time I fucked up.
Yeah.
Anyways, so 9 to 11, and I'm like. All right, fine.
So was it over at 11?
No, fucking, of course not. It was over at like 12:30. But like, I'm sitting there and like, they got like, they don't have the stages. Mm-hmm. Like, remember?
I remember they had the stages.
They had the stages with like four different mm-hmm. fucking
with
people
the,
on there.
The and robot they drummers played, and shit.
It was like Henny the chick and then Chucky. They have one Chuck E. Cheese like animatronic guy, but they have all these screens now.
Oh shit! They didn't went digital on these.
And it's
holes.
Like a gay black guy, and he comes
going
on
digital,
and
these
he's
holes.
Like, I mean, you could just tell he was like a background actor, and he's like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna get
like,
the paycheck."
I'm getting this check. Hey,
I'm gonna get this.
How much the residuals are? Every Chuck E. Cheese? Man, fuck it. What are we recording this shit?
Yep. He's
Cerritos.
Like, your party's gonna start in 5 minutes, and then
it might have been a dude from Revenge of the Nerds.
Then it comes back. He's like, "Oh, hey guys." Your party's gonna start in 4 minutes. Like,
hey, he's still fucking waiting on me.
And I'm
looking for Chris Collinsworth.
Like, all the kids are playing video games, you know. And then it comes on. It's like, hey, kids, you know me from Sunday Night Football, but I'm Chris Collinsworth. And in 3 minutes, you're gonna have a birthday party, and I'm gonna fuck somebody. Back to your parents.
Not one of the kids, though. That was decent of Chris to let him know, I'm not going to fuck one of y'all, but I will fuck somebody.
Yeah, sometimes he has
of age.
Morals. Sometimes
right.
he has morals.
Right. They're fucking stupid, man. Something wrong with you. God damn. I remember Chuck E. Cheese had the best fucking pizza on the
Still
market.
Still do.
Man. I used to go there really. My nephews. Oh, man.
This is the first time I'm actually getting to, like, do something that isn't sitting here or at a job. In a while. And I'm like, oh man, like, I'm like, I want to get zooted. And
so you brought your flask in Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I should. I honestly thought about that later.
Mickey probably had, I mean, not Mickey, Chucky probably had one.
Then, like an actual guy comes out in a Chuck E. Cheese costume.
Yeah, he
and,
probably
like,
was like,
dances around. And they like make it rain with like tickets for the kids.
Oh shit,
I'm not even kidding. They're like, oh, and they don't do a pinata. They have a pinata, but you don't like hit it.
Yeah.
They just break it open with tickets and like the lady just makes it rain all over the kids.
Dang.
And then little John's like, oh, what?
What? Fucking stupid.
I made a rain one. Okay. So, all right. Fucking stories take forever. Anyways, so it's about like 10 o'clock. I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, I'm getting a beer. Because they have a, like, mm-hmm. they got a beer there.
They always had the one.
Now, this is, and there. So I get a beer and it's,
they still had that shitty display of the beers with like,
they're no,
behind
it's okay.
the glass with like dust on them and shit. I used to
no,
be
no,
like,
they
what
just
the
they
fuck?
Got the taps, and I made sure I watched because I haven't had a draft beer since my guts got all fucked up. Yeah. So I'm watching. I'm like, don't
touch
okay,
that.
It's
right.
good, it's good. So fucking $8. Like, God damn, Chuck E. Cheese. So they're eating pizza, and I walk by And like, I think her sister's like, oh, you got a beer already? I'm like, we're eating pizza already.
Right.
It's 10 a.m. But
right. What the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
Fuck. And then, I don't want a strawberry soda right now.
I was the one that broke the dam. As soon as I did,
oh, everybody. I'm just seeing people. They probably didn't even realize that they're selling this shit. I'm like, motherfucker, yeah. Krispy Kreme beer. Same shit.
You ever
shit.
Notice that? Like,
same shit.
The one time I was like at a Polish restaurant with Rob Bass and my ex. And we're sitting there, and like they don't have beer on the menu.
Okay.
So like I got a Diet Coke or something. All of a sudden I see them come out with a Polish beer, and they give it to the table behind me. I'm like, excuse me.
Secret menu.
Can I get one of those? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, every other table around us is like, oh, yeah, we'll take two. We'll take, like, you gotta be that guy to, like, to start the
trend. Was it secret menu, or what? They have a liquor license, or what?
No, they did. I just don't. I think it was a weird Polish place because, like, they change the menu every day. So, like, I'm sure they change the beer every day.
So what is a hit on at a I've never been at a Polish restaurant. What?
Okay.
What would be a Polish meal? See, you told me sausages. I think you told me that before.
Of course, yeah. Like bratwurst and things of that nature. But what else? Pierogies.
You told me pierogies
before. Pierogies, and then I don't think you wouldn't eat it because it's beef.
What is it?
But gwumki. So it's rice,
mm-hmm.
Like red meat,
yep.
In a red sauce, mm-hmm. Wrapped in cabbage, and then boiled.
Oh, that sounds bad.
With sauerkraut.
Okay. So that's Polish. So where's the Polish restaurant?
I'm trying to think, because Rob Bass lives in Burbank. It wasn't Burbank, like, but I don't think it was Glendale. Like, what's over in that little, like, Eagle Rock, maybe?
Eagle Rock is, but Highland Park, Eagle Rock.
That area.
Okay.
Yeah. It was good. It was
authentic?
No, it was like the mom cooks, the three sons, all from Poland, serve, that's it.
Okay.
And like, they only serve what's on the menu. You're not like, can I get that? No.
No, not today.
And it looks like a little Polish house. Okay, it's pretty cool, like, actually. I want to say I had two pierogies and like a sausage when I was there. It was good.
Not a Collinsworth sausage either, by the way. Thanks.
Oh, by the way, guys, if you go to papajohns.com and LL. Type in LL as a promo code, LL, you get the Collinsworth Delight.
LL. Okay.
See, the more the people get it, the more money we're going to get from it. So, and then I can, when we get sued by Collinsworth for infringement rights, then
hey, here's some guys. Been out there talking shit about me.
That's a terrible Collinsworth.
That was, I don't have it in me. I didn't even have a good sentence in me. I was like, nah, that's not me.
I'm waiting on you to be like my
ex.
Like Shannon Sharp.
I don't know what the fuck. I like Shannon, though. I do like Shannon. Shannon in the Hall of Fame, huh?
Yeah, he always dressed nice.
That's crazy how he started.
Wait, is he in the Hall of Fame or Sterling?
No, he's in the Hall of Fame, but he started behind. Sterling was like the primetime fucking receiver.
Sterling was on the Packers.
And he was the man. And like, damn, he ended up in the Hall of Fame. I remember Shannon was just like, oh, Sterling's our brother.
Yeah.
He got a brother. Like, dude, play tight end. And this motherfucker ended up in the Hall of Fame. Wow.
That's true. All right, so anyways. All right, so no volunteering at the Boy Scouts, I guess.
Nah, not till 2018.
All right. Do you ever, I have this a lot. I don't know how much, like, you go without socks or shoes, like, around the house, like, just barefoot. I know you're not a fan of that.
No.
But do you ever, like, just catch yourself and you're like, God damn, I got to cut those toenails.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't even, and then you don't do it. And then, like, 2-3 days later, you're like, holy shit, I have to cut my toenail. I do that probably, like, weekly.
When I was young and flexible, I would just bite my toenails off.
That's fucking disgusting.
It might be the only disgusting thing I used
have
to do.
Never been able to reach my foot to my mouth.
Oh, you're crazy. I used to. That's when I was at my tip top athletic peak.
Try it.
I can't. I'm telling you, because I still try to, like, I'd be like, oh,
you
don't, shit.
You, but you're like, Mr. I'm well groomed and well dressed, and you're going to bite your fucking toenails?
No, because, I bite them to precision. Like, I used to bite them to, like, damn, look, I got a pedicure.
I'm taking zinc now to make my nails stronger because they've been, like, cracking.
Yeah.
And, like, your toenails are like that soft that you could fucking.
Well, back in the this was fucking like high school.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't fuck.
I used to pride myself that flexibility shit. I'm telling you, man, we getting old. We forget
about
a lot of shit.
You should be doing yoga.
We forget. I'm telling you, we forget a lot of shit, man. Like, I used to pride myself on being able to bite my toenails. I can't even fucking reach my legs up now.
One time I bit a guy's toenails.
Oh shit.
We were taking yoga class together, and we were doing downward dog. And I bit his toenails, and he turned around and punched me in the face. Turns out, it was Shannon Sharp.
This might be the most Collinsworth in a long time.
One time I want to do a full one.
The Australian audience might not want a full one. Because they might be like, who exactly is Chris Collinsworth?
I asked Elliot Wilcox. Shout out Elliot Wilcox.
Shout out Elliot.
I asked him, I said, do you even get the reference? He goes, Not until you start doing it. But now he like knows. He gets it. Yeah, now he gets the whole thing.
Brandon, you are a genius.
Like we are. We talked about nose hair, ear hair, and trimming it.
Hey, I've been paying attention to that shit. I've been trimming my shit a lot.
Look at how fucking I need a haircut. Look at this.
I've been trimming. Look at this, you got a little neck.
And I don't want
to
use
it. It's almost connecting to your beard.
Oh, that's fucking gross. That's,
turn around to the side. I mean, it's like literally.
Oh, dude, you like might have to. You might have to line me up.
Like it's like this
fucking
much.
Fucking a. I don't want to use the Brett Favre thing because it's not.
I like the Brett Favre thing though. I told you the one I got. I think it's one of the.
Who should ever be a sponsor besides Papa John's, it's Brett, Brett Favre. Favre hair trimmer, and the copper bands and that kind of shit. Just saying, I gotta get. Oh man, I gotta get a lineup. I'm gonna have her do it tomorrow. She's got like, it's called the Peanut. It's a wall.
You sure you're not? You didn't just give it that name, the Peanut?
No, it's called that. They have it at my barbershop. It's like,
oh okay.
It's like the wall one. That they use on your hair, but it's like the tiny version of it, like a mini.
Okay.
I think she uses that on her pubes. I don't know.
Oh. Wait, female barber?
No.
Are you talking about your woman?
I'm talking about a guy that once gave me a haircut with his teeth.
Shout out to Icky Woods.
I was eating his toenails. Collinsworth is fucking disgusting. But I'm saying is that sometimes, like this kind of shit, like I try to keep it going, but sometimes you just forget about like little things like, oh shit, I gotta like get my neck trimmed
up. I told you that's like me. I keep the fresh haircut every week. Man, when I felt that ear, man, I had an ear hair. That motherfucker had it curled up. I was like, as clean as I am and as old, you know, I pay attention to all that shit. I was like, oh my God, I've never shaved a hair. And then when I went inside, I had hairs popping in the air. I was like, what the fuck is up with me?
I got like three hairs on my shoulder.
Yeah, I'm telling you, just random spots. I'd be like, God damn.
No, but I'm saying just that my toenails are like that. Where like, you just kind of like lose track. Your fingernails you see all the time.
Nose hairs too, though.
Oh, yeah, no. Nose hairs. I got something, yeah.
Yeah, but I've been keeping all that together. Yeah.
But again, like I said, shout out to the Brett Favre hair trimmer.
As men, I want to say this again. We got to start grooming ourselves, man. You realize ain't nobody gonna clip our ear hair.
You gotta
change
the way you cut your ear hair.
Ain't nobody gonna clip that shit.
You gotta change the way you cut your toenails.
Sterling Sharp was leading. Shannon Sharp came back and made it to the Hall of Fame.
I was going somewhere with that, and
yeah, it don't matter.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Natty daddy.
See, but now when my beard gets this length, now I just get lazy and I just start to let it like just all.
But the beard ain't bad. That's not bad. It's I'm just gonna go that neck shit because I'm telling you once if
it's,
that you
no, it's bad.
They be like, damn, this man got like a neck chain going on, a hair chain.
Like my hair connects from the behind my ear.
I'm telling you,
beard.
Yes, I'm telling you. That's what I'm like. It's too close. All right, right
I'm gonna
now.
Get it lined up, but that's too I'm close. Gonna go to like an actual. Once I get paid, I'm gonna go to an actual like barber.
Yeah,
and have him like thin it out like on the sides, but keep this.
No, just, you keep a healthy beard, but I'm just telling you, that neck hair right now is dangerously close to that beard.
I might have you line me up like
that's school. Like, I mean, literally, I'm gonna give you like, that's like a quarter.
Yeah,
it's like, put it's a quarter like a, right there, and it's
a
like
a baby dick size.
Yeah, baby. Right.
I normally measure things with baby dicks.
I could tell.
All right. Wow. When I go back to write the fucking.
It's the natty daddy.
When I go back to write the summary on this one, it's gonna be a weird one. You might as well get fucking Steel Reserve.
It's the natty daddy.
Oh, okay. Here.
Uh-oh.
I got two good ones.
Okay.
All right. But they could be quick ones.
Nah, I don't fucking. You know, right. I don't never give
a
fuck.
This lady comes into the liquor store like every day. And she's a good 52 to 55.
All right. A veteran.
Nice body.
A veteran. Right? Veteran. And like, OG.
Nice ass tits. Nice body. Very pretty lady. Blonde, white woman. But she's overly friendly, not for like flirty, just like, oh, thank you so much. Like she's just like happy, you know what I mean? But then she comes in with her son, who's all kinds of like, oh, I didn't know if it was a son or a boyfriend, because she's always like, what do you want? And like hugging him and stuff. And
how old are you?
He's got to be, looks 22. And okay, but his hair is like fucked. And everything.
She's still titty feeding.
You know, here. Okay, here's the thing. I was gonna rip. I was this? Okay. I was gonna rip on this situation.
Okay.
Until I found out details, because then I felt bad about it.
Okay.
So she'll just be like, "Okay, you want Jameson, honey? Okay, let me get a Jameson. Let me get the Marlboro Lights. okay? And I'm just like, what is going on? Why is this lady so nice, right?
Yeah.
So, it turns out, this kid, his dad died in his arms 3 years ago. Okay?
How?
Just suddenly.
Okay.
Then they went to Mexico to, like, get away from it, and the kid got abducted and got things done to him.
Wow. Like by a cartel or some shit?
I guess.
Wow.
So, I'm like, okay, well,
what part of Mexico y'all was in?
I'm not going to make
fun of this guy. Next time, call Critter Travel Plans. Well, I could have hooked y'all up. Cabo.
No, Mexicans aren't fucking with black guys, dude.
I like Mexicans like me, though.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. They don't like white people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
especially
true.
Blonde hair, blue-eyed white, people. White. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Mexicans seem to dig on black people. It's fine.
Shout out to my Hispanic cohorts.
Yeah. Should have been Chuck E. Cheese. There's a fucking shithouse full of them. I went through... Racist Brandon went through...
How did you... Wait! No, stop! How the fuck did you find that out? You didn't Google that shit. Yep. How the fuck...
She offered it up. I just was like, oh, okay. Because, like, the kid's, like, shaky and kind of fucked up. And I'm like, oh, is he okay? Like, he walked to the car with the little shooter Jameson and the cigarettes. And then she just, like, offered up that information. I'm like...
It's her real son, or you think this, like...
Okay.
Maybe the dad's son, and she was just married to the dad.
No, they have a similar kind of nose structure.
Wow. Like, they probably, like, fucked him in the ass with a coat hanger or some shit.
Dude. I don't even want to think about the bad shit. Because he doesn't seem like a bad guy. He just He seems completely fucking gone.
They might have, like, made him finger his own asshole, like, repeatedly.
I'd rather finger my own asshole than use a coat hanger.
Yeah, that might be better.
I mean, I don't want to finger my... Uh-oh. Hang on, who just...
No, Chris, bye. Chris, stay out. That's like 7 today, Chris. Stay out, please.
That was,
we don't interrupt you on NBC, that was, Chris. Fuck that.
I was so goddamn ready to have a column.
We don't.
So, anyways, I felt bad. I mean, I don't know how much truth is in the pudding, as they say. Is that a fucking thing?
No, the proof in the pudding.
The proof in the pudding. But...
Can you work on a Weinstein for me? I really want a Weinstein.
This is just like a fat, fat Jew?
And I can be his brother, who's like, I've never done what Harvey's done. And then the next week they say,
why, his brother,
you sexually harassed me too.
Like, is his brother like a feminine? The way that you said that?
No. But he just so anti-Harvey.
I thought they were just big fat Jews.
Right, but he anti-Harvey though. So then the next week they come out and like say, well, you harassing too. They're like NyQuil?
They just love medicine.
Oh, like...
Every
a leaf?
Okay. All right. Do you have a lot of Jew friends or no?
You know, damn, well, I ain't got no fucking
Jew. How many times did they get like a little sniffle?
And
and they pop out the DayQuil. They pop.
It's one
medicine. Yeah, Jews love medicine
and cigarettes.
And
I know one who's a fucking chimney. He's just,
okay,
and he don't wear deodorant, so he like
that's
fuck
disgusting.
It.
What do Jews love that's so odd to me? Basketball.
Oh yeah.
That's the only sport they fucking like. Bro. There's no Jewish basketball player, but like they all fucking play basketball.
I'm gonna tell you some real shit.
All right,
if you go back to before the NBA was 99.9% black, way back in the days when they was trying to keep the black man out and segregated and shit, it was a lot of Jewish people in the NBA from the coup. Bob Cousy was fucking Jewish. All them type of motherfuckers.
Were they?
Yeah, them fucking motherfuckers was.
Jerry West Jewish?
Probably so. What's the dude from the Knicks? Bill Bradley, he Jewish?
Patrick Ewing?
No, I think he's African.
Okay. No, yeah. I don't know. No, I don't think Bill Bradley's Jewish because he was in like the Senate and they don't really elect Jews in the Senate.
Oh, damn. Our political view is so fucked up, y'all. I think it's the natty daddy. So excuse us today. Disclaimer being, Chris Collinsworth took over the building. We were supposed to be at Shade 45 today. We had a Howard Stern interview. They canceled it on us. So we just been... drinking natty daddy all day.
How is that, by the way?
The jerky don't really have a flavor. Like, I wish they would have made it.
Maybe, like, they expect it to have a flavor with all the other shit in it.
And they were lying to themselves.
So, anyways, so I feel bad about that kid. And just people, I think the thought of...
So, the mom, has she ever tried to hit on you? I know you're a taken man.
No. She's just, like...
you think she's just overly trying to make up for everything that happened to him?
Like... Mrs. Positivity, you know, like rainbow and sunshines, because all this like shit. You know.
I wonder how you got kidnapped.
I don't know. I don't want to know. To be honest,
I would like to know.
Okay.
Next time she in the store, just send me a message.
I want to go to the race thing. Well, we do it every episode. All right. the security guard told me this.
Uh-huh. He black or white?
Yeah, he's black dude. D. He's my man. I want him on the show. I love this guy. Working with him makes my shift go by like that. It's fucking awesome because we can bullshit about football and everything, and we just goof on people.
The crazy thing is, I've never seen a security guard at that location ever.
It's a new thing. All right,
makes sense.
So, we're talking, and this guy who works at night, who's got kind of like a Brad twang to him, mm-hmm. you know, like a Cajun kind of guy, like Eldron. You want some candy? He puts out candy and just says you can take one, you know, for Halloween and stuff. So this guy comes in on his shift, buys a bag of candy, and gives it to the customers. I mean, okay. It's fucking cool for you. Yeah. So we're sitting there, and I go and I grab a Heath bar.
Okay. White people.
Okay, that's what he said. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I've been seeing that shit for years. I couldn't tell you what a Heath bar tastes like.
So I went over and I talked to one of
the... And you know what else? Was semi-white people shit, but my mom worked with a lot of white people. Three Musketeers is cutting close, but what's the Mars bars? Mars bars? Was that a thing?
I don't even know if they make them anymore.
But that was... Because my mom and my dad worked with a lot of white people. So they would come home, shit from work, and I'd be like, the fuck is a Three Musketeer? Or then I see like...
Three Musketeers are weird. They're like...
Right. Then I would see like Mars bars. I was like, mom, what the fuck? Come on. Don't bring that shit home.
So what about Milky Ways?
That's the one with the caramel.
Yeah.
Nah, that was cool.
Okay.
The Mars
bars. So the caramel makes like a candy bar cool for black people.
Yeah.
Like but a Snickers. That, like they
Heath,
all like.
What's Heath? In a Heath bar? Watch this. Watch this. This is going to be the most boring ingredient list ever. Let's hear it.
It's
watch.
Chocolate and toffee. I'll wait. Okay, so I didn't believe that.
It's chocolate and toffee. First off.
Yo, you've had a Reese's peanut butter cup. It's chocolate and peanut butter. What the fuck? It's two
it's
ingredients.
It's chocolate and toffee. What else is toffee in?
You can just you. Have toffee.
Thank you. It's in white people's minds. They made that word up.
Okay.
Toffee.
I don't,
after we was drinking coffee for too long, they said, you know what? It's similar to coffee, but it's toffee. Yep.
Okay. That's
about it. That's about it.
That's
I think we can wrap it up right there. I think that's about it.
I didn't. Okay. What I'm saying, I had no idea that Heath bars were a white people
you
thing.
You did. You did.
I had no. You did. Fuck you. I didn't know.
You didn't think I was in Englewood stopping at the liquor store getting a fucking Natty Daddy and a Heath bar.
I bet they got Heath bars.
You didn't think I was at the liquor store. I'm getting a blow pop. I'll get some non-laters. I get.
Do you ever have a score?
I'll get some Skittles. I get some. But I ain't getting a Heath bar.
So I didn't believe it. Now I do. And I went to a Hispanic worker and I said, hey, out of that bucket, what candy do you think I took? And they said Heath bar.
Heath bar, you white bastard.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Right, Heath bar, you white milky pillow.
36 years, I never realized.
You're white? You didn't realize you're white?
No, no.
36 years. Till he heard the new Takao album, he didn't realize he was white. Oh, my God.
I did not know that a Heath bar was a white thing.
Yeah.
I thought everybody
that's the only place I used to see is like in the white neighborhoods and shit.
The deliciousness of a Heath bar, everybody would
what
enjoy.
What is delicious about toffee and chocolate?
Okay, have you ever had a Heath bar?
Never.
Then how the fuck do you know? I bet if you had, you'd be like, oh, that's delicious.
I never had a Clan Hood either, but I knew that. I just don't want to put that
in. I never had, you know.
No, I'm just saying. I just never had a.
What kind of, like, a snack did you have that I never had that I'd be like, oh, no, that's a black thing? I'm, like, fucking sour fucking watermelon.
Oh, why gotta be watermelon? See what I'm saying? Kazoozles. That was low. That was just real low.
No, I don't know.
Australia, if y'all hearing this, y'all hear this white racist bastard.
Okay, Elliot Wilcox, hit me up. Do you enjoy Heath bars
Charleston,
in Australia?
Charleston Chew.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Yo, see? That's what I'm saying. This, let me explain racism to y'all.
Which one?
White people racist? We're not racist. I can never be racist towards you. Only white people can say shit like watermelon. We don't give a fuck.
I didn't invent
a watermelon.
I'm not talking...
I didn't invent watermelon flavor.
I didn't mean it like that.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. But it's certain shit white people like mayonnaise. I fucking hate mayonnaise. I don't like mayonnaise.
No, I don't like mayonnaise.
So that's what I'm saying.
He's throwing chips and he is... Career is on a racist rant. Go. Go with it.
What about mustard? Is that a white thing?
Because I don't like mustard either. Yeah. I like ketchup.
Well, see, that's what I'm telling you. You won't be black 90% of the time. We got to get you your Black Lives Matter shirt the other 10% of the time.
I like ketchup.
Because it's them days where you put on your little white man shirt and be like, yeah, I'm white. And then they'd be like, bro, you got a neck beard chain going on.
Fuck.
And then you're asking the black man to line you up, so it's back to being black. So technically, you black 90% of the time.
It's the worst.
And if I brought some watermelon, like sour straws in right now, he'd be like, yeah, let me get one of them.
Yeah, I eat it.
I know. Racist motherfucker.
But you're going to pick. Okay.
B-Ron, do you hear this? Okay. Hang on. Us Hispanics and black people, we like our flavors.
Hang on a second.
Oh, shit.
Three of us line up at a candy aisle.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
The white man. No, you know what else y'all eat? What's the other one? Hold on. Peppermint patties.
Wait, you don't like peppermint patties?
Yeah, right. What the fuck?
York peppermint
patties. I wish I would eat a fucking York peppermint patty. What the fuck is
that's
that?
That's the shit.
No, that's suitcase closed, 10% white, diagnosed. It's over.
Wait, York peppermint
10% patty? White, it's over. He's done.
I can't take it.
He is 10% white. It's verified.
I thought like candy was for everybody.
No, pussy for everybody. Happiness is for everybody. Joy is for everybody.
Okay, so.
Peppermint patties ain't for everybody. No.
All right, so fuck it. I don't even want to get into
it. You can't. That, you can't.
All right.
You can't.
York peppermint patties? Why is that so bad? York peppermint patties are fucking delicious.
Even the way the whiteness looks inside of it is just too much for me. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. It's you know what else? Hold on. Like I got another chocolate, one. Too. I got another one. What's the? It's a coconut one.
Oh, I don't like that. Mounds?
Mounds? There's another white one. Mounds.
Almond Joy?
Mounds.
Almond Joy.
Almond, that's white.
Yeah.
They still eating that like in Pennsylvania, Virginia.
I don't like them. I don't like them.
Yeah.
See? There's some I don't like. All right, do I get on this one or do I save it? I'll save it, and we're going to go to a rap dissection.
Okay.
I got stupid this week with the song.
You got stupid like McLupin?
Let's see here. All right.
Like
Cupid. I say a word that means nothing like Loop did.
I sang Don't Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one that said just grab it by the biscuit.
All right. So, I had two choices. I went with this one. It was probably a bad idea.
You said it was the best one.
After the last conversation we just had.
You said it was the best one.
Okay, so this is going to be rap dissection of the week.
Ooh.
Trinidad James, All Gold, Everything.
Oh, shit. All right. How you say it's going to be the best one? It's terrible. But I'm just going to say this off the top. And I don't never. And Trinidad, I'm going to tell you something. He do a lot of. So, fuck the song.
No, I'm doing
Trinidad James does a lot of shit for the kids in Los Angeles. I'm serious. This is real serious.
Okay.
He does a lot of giveaways, give backs, back to school shit.
But I thought he was like Dominican.
He's from Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta, okay.
But for some reason, he connected with the people out here, and he does a lot of shit for the kids. So shout out to Trinidad.
Okay. So, all right. So shout out. So we're going to go through this now, because I don't know what he's talking about a lot of times here. So you might have to interpret this. Okay.
I mean, he said nigga, and they're fucking...
No, I won't.
Gold, and
I'm not going to say that part.
It don't matter, but I'm just saying.
Okay. Alright. Yeah, this shit sound like 007 on N64 and shit. Yeah. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Don't believe me, just watch. Okay. Let's get to the nitty gritty of this song. All right, this ain't for no fuck.
And side note, you know he get paid royalties because Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars used that Don't Believe Me, Just Watch. Hmm? He literally gets millions of fucking dollars from that.
I said that when that fucking song came out, which I love the song. Uptown Funk You Up.
You can look it up, yeah.
And he should, he's Believe Me, Just Watch.
Shit. That's his shit.
No, I knew it.
Yeah,
I called it back. Okay.
He said, "I never had to make another album again for the rest of my life. I will keep getting these checks." And he showed one of the checks, and it was just
All right. Now, so he's from Atlanta, but isn't he like originally from like?
Yeah, like black and Dominican. Or something. Yeah.
All right. So this ain't for no fuck N words. If you maybe I shouldn't have done this one. This one for the hood. Okay. Hipster bitches that shop at Lenox. Anything?
The hipster bitches that shop at Lenox Mall in Atlanta. That's the name of mall. Lenox Mall.
See, can't help me out here. Dark skin, light skin, Asian, and white women. Hype beast, we know about ya. What's a hype beast?
Hype beast, the people who get into like the Supreme, Bape, all that type of shit.
Okay. The what?
Really into the drops of Supreme and Bape and the new Nikes that you can't get and all that type of shit.
Hype beast. That's a hype beast?
Yeah. God damn, old white man.
the fuck would I know what a hype beast is? That's why I asked you about
this. I don't know why you picked this fucking song, to be honest.
Do you want me to change it? I have a second one to go with.
No, we're going to keep with Trinidad. Fuck it.
All right. I mean, I thought he was a dumb guy, but he's giving all his money back. Like, he's actually like...
Oh, he's a good dude.
All right, good for him. Don't buy shoes unless they popular for the hoes. Okay? That pussy pop in that Magic City.
Magic City strip club, Atlanta.
Got that strong.
Weed.
Then come match that shit with me. Oh, like...
Yeah, match a blunt. You got a blunt, I got a blunt. Let's do it.
That don't... Well, then... Smoking mid?
That's like not high grade, mid grade.
Uh-huh. And bitches bought that money cash out.
Yeah, strippers and hoes.
Gotta love Cheshire Bridge.
Gotta love what?
Gotta love Cheshire Bridge.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Them bad hoes at Onyx. All right, so he's just talking about like strip clubs.
Onyx and strip clubs,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. All in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Right?
Okay. I didn't know where he was from. All right, don't fuck with no snitches. So don't tell me who telling... The one for them colleges.
For the college.
Bell hoes at Spelman.
Spelman. Shout out. Spelman.
College Shout out to them freshmen on Instagram, straight flexing.
Yep.
Oh, here, this is my favorite part. Pop Molly, I'm sweat. Ooh! Pop Molly, I'm sweat.
Ooh!
Mom always told me, boy, count your blessings, and yep. God I trust, so I keep counting them Franklins. I'm too fly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. Well, you know, when you read it like this, as opposed to the song, it's really not as bad as I had once
thought.
But this was like some hood
as
shit.
As a song, it sounded like some just gibberish.
But yeah, when you actually see what he's saying, like you pay attention to the lyrics. It's, okay. All right, so here's the checklist. 1 gold watch, 2 gold chains, 6 gold rings. It's nothing. Goddamn. OG Jordans, them high socks, no shirt on. I'm studding, okay? Ooh. And then this song for them fuck ends. Who hating you this summer? Ooh. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
I love that. That's probably my favorite part of the song.
And shout out to the Dodgers in the fucking World Series.
I was going to get to that. Fucking ruin everything. You ruined my Heath Bar addiction.
Oh. Almond Joy. Oh.
Talk
Peppermint
shit.
Peppermint Patty. Oh.
Fuck them. Talk shit behind your back. Won't say shit in public. Fuck them. Gold all my chain, gold all my ring, gold all my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Then a bunch of N-words. If he's like helping out the community and stuff, don't you think he wouldn't want to say all the N-words?
Everybody say the word. Except me, I'm starting to use them more and less.
Nah, you do with your friends.
Mm-mm,
that aren't me.
Friends, so.
You got friends, though. Mm-hmm. We call Courtney, you're like, oh, yo, you drop it. You drop it low.
Yeah, I'm constantly ridden
myself. All right, so that was the worst fucking rap dissection of the week that we've ever had. I apologize, guys. I should have used fucking CNC Music Factory.
And you say you thought it was the best. Why?
Because I thought there was like something more dynamic to that song, but it's just about strip clubs. It's about strip clubs and fucking gold
chains. But that's why everybody loved it, because it was just so fucking basic. It was so fucking stupid and basic.
Yeah, it's not. The Clippers had it as like their fucking song of the year. I mean, like that was
the Clippers, right? Exactly. When the last time they won a fucking NBA championship, right? Thank you.
Fuck off. Oh, you're a fucking Clipper hater, dude.
You and Marcellus Wiley could suck a fucking Clipper dick.
If Marcellus Wiley walked in right now, you'd be like, "What's up?" And you'd say the N-word.
I'd say, "What's up? Fuck you and the Clippers."
No, you wouldn't. He'd beat the shit out of you. I don't believe he would.
Marcellus got more to lose than me and you.
You missed fucking when I got to meet him at the Seahawks game.
Right, because
you guys had
picture.
Left, yeah. I looked all nervous. I was eating Almond Joy.
No, that was not when we left.
You guys had left.
Got there. Yeah.
No, fuck no. It was when we were leaving. You guys had already left the game.
No, well, I was standing right next to you when you saw him the first time. Shit.
I'm gonna put a hole through this wall and then eat a fucking York peppermint patty.
Put a hole in the bitch.
So, okay, the top 5 racist candies of all time are Heath Bar, York Peppermint Patty, Almond Joy Mounds, and Mars Bars.
And Mars Bar.
I'm going to start this poll online and see if it gets any...
Just don't put your poll in the hole.
One time I put my poll in the hole. You know, I'm actually Collinsworth out. Can you believe that?
You did it too much.
It's not that bad.
No, but you just overused it. You was doing it selected. Now you just... splattering. Blah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sorry. Fuck. This. We need new shit.
New shit!
Give me one on that, dog.
That was pretty good. we didn't plan that out.
Clue Illuminati.
If y'all wasn't on the mixtape scene, y'all don't know what we talking about. You got to remember that, too. Me and you were on the same page. A lot of people were like...
God damn,
but a lot of people were like, what the fuck was that? Is the game Clue?
All right. This is fucking killing me. I don't know if it's the cord or the microphone. Okay.
Shout out to the Dodgers.
Dodgers in the World Series, dog. And I'm picking Dodgers. I might change my pick, but I'm going to say Dodgers in five.
I said Dodgers. My barber's, he going to the game because he cut Kendall Jensen's hair. And he got his tickets and he's going to pick them up with him. He said it's a sweep. I said, damn, I thought it was five. He said it's a sweep.
No, Houston. No, here. All right. Real thought on it. I'll go quick.
New shit.
I can't believe we both hit it on like the same mark. RJ, if you're listening, man, that was for you. The Dodgers, like, if it was against the Yankees, it would have been L.A. versus New York.
I would have liked that. I would have loved it
because I want to shut the fuck Yankee fans off. Just shut up. I hate Yankees fans. Okay? Enough already. And we would have finally shut them up. We would have got our World Series. Now, we have to play Houston, who just had a hurricane, who the entire country is going to root for because it's like Houston strong.
Versus Hollywood. Right.
And then...
Versus fake ass Hollywood, and I'm not gonna lie. I hope we go out there and beat their fucking ass.
If LA wins, it's like, oh, look at these assholes. They beat Houston. And if it was the Yankees, nobody would have given a fuck. But now it's like, oh, well, they just had a hurricane, and they're Houston strong. And the Dodgers is gonna fucking beat up on them.
Yep.
Fucking fuck the Dodgers. And it's like, oh, man. Any other team except for Houston right now. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Any other team. God damn it. So, either way, Kershaw starting. I think he'll go about six. Hopefully he doesn't get knocked for a couple. We are at home, so that stadium is going to be fucking rocking. I can't even imagine. And I have known so many people going to this first game. Oh, my God. The tickets, listen, if you don't know, guys, when it was before game seven of the ALCS, it was going to be the Yankees or Houston.
Yep.
The tickets were $1,800 for the cheapest seat.
And now this,
And then they were $950 for standing room only. Right. There's no standing room in Dodger Stadium. It's all seats.
That's called outside.
You're like sitting in the pavilion for $900.
Right.
Now they dropped a little bit because it's Houston. And okay, that's kind of fucked up. I mean, it should just stay the same. But the dude I saw, I want to say on Instagram, straight flexing, behind first base. He bought his box seats, four tickets, $75,000. Are you fucking kidding me? Hey, I didn't make that in 3 years.
If you got the paper, I'll be right there next to you. Fuck it.
Yo, but okay.
They ain't been in a series since 88. Okay,
I'm going to send this out to every LA motherfucker. If you are going to these games, you get there early and you stay to the end. Do not show the rest of the country how bad we are. We come in the third inning, we leave in the seventh inning. Because that's what it is. I've been to plenty of Dodger games, and that's what it is.
Well, you ain't been to the World Series, so fuck.
No, I haven't,
Might
man.
Be different, baby.
We're going to the parade.
Might be different, baby.
I'm saying five games. You're thinking a sweep, or are you going to go with five with me?
I'm going with five.
Houston's going to take one.
I'm going to go with five.
Yeah. And the shitty... Okay. Would I rather have five... Or have it come to a game six and win in L.A., that would be the shit. But I'd rather just get it over with.
You remember the Yankees was up.
Yo, Altuve and all those guys,
Does anybody remember the Yankees was down, then it was up, and yeah, you don't want to fuck with Altuve.
So Kershaw will probably have two games. Mm-hmm. He's got to put up basically the best two games of his career, which he will. Because he finally got there. His whole thing was, I got to get there. Seager's healthy. Seager's back. Ethier has been fucking on fire. Shout out. Turner. Dude.
On fire. Puig been carrying on.
Puig's my man. So yep. Puig, my friend. So, I don't know, man. What did I text you? I said, dude, I don't know if I want to cry right now because
That was wonderful. I was like,
I've been so into the Dodgers since I moved out here. And it's not just a bandwagon thing.
Shout out to the Dodgers, man. Made me feel good. That was good.
The shitty thing, the jersey that I got that I paid fucking $200 for is a 2X. So I might let you just borrow that if you want to wear it. It doesn't fit. It's just big. I look like fucking crisscross. It's just silly.
I mean, you could look like Chris Collinsworth, but Chris Cross ain't that
See, you set me up for him and I can't do him. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it.
Who's the player? On the jersey?
Kershaw.
Oh, okay.
When I got it, I was like, okay, what guy is going to be, like, retired a Dodger? And
yeah,
I mean, Kershaw. Yeah. I mean, I hope it's Puig. I was like this. It was like Kershaw and Puig right next to each other. And I'm like, oh, I want that fucking Puig one. But I already had three Puig t-shirts, so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Puig is a Dodger. So, okay, guys. So, our predictions are 5 games, Dodgers.
Dodgers.
And I don't know besides that. Oh, I have other sports shit. We'll save
and besides
for next
that,
time,
they said James Toback out here sexually assaulting these hoes, too. I like the movie Black and White, though. And the Tyson documentary.
Who's James Toback?
The director of Black and White.
There's
Black
six White? Movies named Black and White. Is the one with the Raekwon and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the gangster shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
I watched Black and White once.
And Harvard Man. You saw that one? Harvard Man?
No.
Yeah.
They good?
And Two Guys and a Girl?
No.
God damn, White Man.
I don't know, man. There was a period where, like, the indie films I missed.
Yeah.
Well, good.
But you saw Black and White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I owned Black and White on VHS.
Right.
Yeah, like Raekwon and RZA was in it.
Yeah.
I thought that was Jim Jarmusch. Or whatever his name is. Who did Black and White. Dude who did Ghost Dog. No?
Alright, I think that's a wrap up.
Did you ever see Ghost Dog?
Nah. Shout out to Forrest Whitaker.
No, seriously, you never
shout
saw
out to Forrest Whitaker though.
Because the new I'm gonna give a shout out to RJ. I listened to the new Wu-Tang album, and he said it sounds just like the Ghost Dog soundtrack, and it does. It's very like mellow, and it supposedly it's not Wu-Tang Clan, it's Wu-Tang, because Redman's on like every song, and fucking whatever other person, Street Life is on songs. I mean, that's a real guy. And Trinidad James is on a song. And like, I just, you know, it's not like an actual Wu-Tang album.
Wu
they just
Army Killers. It's Army Veterans.
It's a cash grab. Like fucking Bradley Cooper in that cooking movie. Yo, Bradley Cooper, go fuck your face.
6 in the morning, police at my door. Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor. Out my back window, I take my escape. Didn't even get a chance to grab my old school tape. Mad with no music, but happy because free. And the streets to a player is the place to be. Got a knot in my pocket weighing at least a grand. Gold on my neck, my pistol's close at hand. I'm a self-made monster of the city streets. Remotely controlled by hard hip-hop beats. But just living in the city is a serious task. Didn't know what the cops wanted, didn't have time to ask. Word. See my homeboys cooling way out. Told them about my morning cold, bugged them out. Shot a little dice till my knees got sore. Kicked around some stories about the night before. Posse to the corner where the fly girls chill. Threw action at some freaks till one bitch got ill. She started acting silly, simply would not quit. Call us all punk pussy, said we are one shit. As we walked over to a hoe, continued to speak. So we beat the bitch down in the goddamn street. But just living in the city is a serious task. Bitch didn't know what hit her, didn't have time to ask. Continue clocking freaks with immense posteriors. Rolling in a blazer with a Louis interior. Solid gold, riding raw. Bust the left turn was on Crenshaw. Shiny shine was a driver, don't need your freaks hell. Had a beeper going off like a high school bell. Looked in the mirror, what did we see? Fucking blue lights, LAPD. Pigs searched our car, their day was made. Found an Uzi 44 and a hand grenade. Lewis in the county, high-powered block. No freaks to see, no beats to rock. Didn't want trouble, but the shit must fly. Squabble with the sucker, shanked him in the eye. But just living in the county is a serious task. Nigga didn't know what happened, didn't have time to ask. Back on the streets after 5 and a deuce. 7 years later, but still had the juice. My homeboy Hen-G put me up on the track. Told me E's rolling villain, BJ's got the sack. Bruce is a giant, that's E's clocking dough. Bebop's a pimp, my old freak's a hoe. The batting ram's rolling, rocks are the thing. Life has no meaning, and money is king. Then he looked at me slowly, and Hen had to grin. He said, man, you out early, we thought you got 10. Opened up his safe, kicked me down with cold cash. Knew I would get
was busy eating waste in the ass. I bought a Benz with the money, the rest went on clothes. Went to the strip, start pimping the hoes. My hair grew long on my 70th day. When I got it done on my shoulders, it lay hard from the joint, but flew out of my heart. I didn't want trouble, but the shit had to start. Out with my crew, some punks got loud. Shotgun blasts echoed through the crowd. Six punks hit, two punks died. All casualties were applied to their side. Human lives had to pass, just a talk amongst trash. We didn't know who they were, no one had time to ask. Word.